This is Professional Hench, written by Jenna Flair and recorded by
Vexpatch as Bank Manager,
Nosferatini as Steed / The Lighthouse,
Sierra Jane Sims as Black Pete.
This is Mayomare, recording Cop.
Jop as Frenchie.
How old are we as Oluwande?
Han, aka Little Seahorse, as Jim.
Silver Nightwalker as
Wee John.
Espiel as Buttons.
Katie, aka Loopy Danger Frog, as Lucius.
Coffee Mage as the Swede.
And narrated by Tipsy Kitty. First National Urca Bank, Midtown Branch, 5:53 p.m. The bank heist goes tits up almost immediately. You'd think with the crew their size, they might be able to knock over a small bank like this without so many problems. But they're monumentally bad at this whole supervillainy thing. Frenchie knows it. But it's the only thing he has on his CV aside from the long list of songs he's written. And henching is steadier work than music. He's been hawking his SoundCloud for a decade now and still hasn't managed to snag a contract. It goes like this. The incompetent Lighthouse and his crew of largely incompetent henchmen roll into the Midtown branch of First United Urca near closing time. The Lighthouse, running about needlessly to make his long white coat flap dramatically, hauls himself up onto a table, with Wee John's assistance, and announces the bank is being robbed. Cue normal responses from the people still in the building. Fear, anger, etc. The henches put swords on the bank employees and order them to start unloading the safe.
I'm sorry.
The bank manager, middle-aged, besuited, and diminutive, says, pulling at his tie as his face tinges red.
The vault is practically empty. Money pickup was earlier this afternoon.
The Lighthouse's smile flickers for a moment.
Picked up.
Then the smile evaporates.
Picked. Picked up?
He plops himself down on the table so he can slide off its edge and march over to the bearer of bad news.
No. The pickup was supposed to be... Show me.
The bank manager nods once and leads the Lighthouse over to the vault, unlocking it and leading him inside. A few moments pass, and then the Lighthouse yells,
Fuck!
He storms out of the vault, the ceiling lamps flickering in the wake of his irritation.
Change of plan, everyone! Get the money out of the tills, okay?
And then sirens outside. Blue and red lights swivel across the front windows, casting bars of color through the mostly drawn blinds on the bank's white floor.
Okay, which one of you hit the silent alarm?
Black Pete demands of the bank employees, wiggling a sword at them in a way Frenchie thinks is supposed to be threatening.
Don't panic,
the Lighthouse says, shrilly and pretty clearly panicking.
We can still make this work.
Outside, a cop yells into a megaphone.
Come out with your hands up and nobody gets hurt.
I'm not going out there,
Frenchie says immediately. Through the blinds, he spots cops pointing their guns at the door, waiting for anyone to step outside. No, thank you.
No one is going out there,
the Lighthouse reassures, though the fear in his voice is far from reassuring.
Okay, everyone. We need a plan.
His words are met with silence. Frenchie squishes his hands into his face as he tries to come up with something, and swears he smells the metaphorical smoke pouring from his ears. Wait. No, that's actual real smoke starting to gather at the ceiling. What the fuck is on fire? Related side thought, why aren't any smoke alarms going off? He checks through the blinds again and... Shit.
They're coming!
Frenchie yells, scrambling away from the doors. But there's nowhere for him, or anyone else, to go. It's a good thing he moved, though, because moments after, the glass behind him explodes as a cop outside fires. One of the tellers screams, and she and the other remaining employees drop to the ground, cowering.
What are they doing?
The Lighthouse yells, crouching behind the table he'd stood on earlier.
There's bystanders in here!
Oluwande, ducked down next to him, says,
Don't think they care.
Another shot, and another window explodes, raining glass over the floor as the megaphone blasts.
Come out with your hands up!
This is so not how Frenchie wants to go. But then, from behind the teller's booth, Jim calls out,
This way!
And disappears through a door.
Oh, is there a back exit?
The lighthouse asks, hurrying after them. Everyone makes their way behind the counter and into the back room. There's no back exit. Jim is hacking away at a wall with an axe. Where the hell did they even find an axe?
So resourceful.
The lighthouse almost pats Jim on the arm, then seems to think better of it seeing as they're mid-swing. Wee John steps forward and says,
May I?
Jim shrugs and backs off. With one kick, Wee John smashes through the weakened wall, bringing down a section of it even he can fit through. He doesn't have super strength, but he might as well have. The lighthouse laughs in delight.
Excellent work, you two. You'll be seeing a bonus on your next paste-up.
Bullshit,
Black Pete mutters. They all scramble out the newly made hole and into the alleyway behind the bank.
Where'd you find that axe?
Oluwande asks as the crew makes their way back to the van. Jim grins.
By the fire extinguisher.
Frenchie hadn't even seen a fire extinguisher anywhere. The drive back to HQ is a long one, and Buttons makes some interesting decisions regarding the route they take.
Are all these narrow alleys and sharp turns completely necessary?
The lighthouse asks from the passenger seat as he clutches at his stomach and presses his forehead into the window.
They're hot on our tail, boss!
Buttons proclaims, twisting the steering wheel 90 degrees to the tune of screeching rubber, sending the van hurtling down another alleyway, the walls of which nearly scrape the paint off. A bag of garbage gets caught under the wheel and explodes into a flurry of soggy papers and food waste, spraying out behind their fleeing vehicle like a comet's tail.
Pretty sure we've lost them,
Lucius argues desperately from the very back of the van. He's even paler than the lighthouse is, but Buttons is relentless.
Can I have the pinks following us back to our base?
And on it goes, on the most circuitous route north through and out of the city, up to a rocky beach and along the winding, twisting road that leads to the old derelict lighthouse the lighthouse's crew calls home. The lighthouse, 10:54 p.m. The haggard crew returns to their base of operations in the bleak, salty night air. Waves lash themselves against the rocky shore, and it's fucking cold. The lighthouse, the building, not the man who won't listen to the fact that sharing a name with his headquarters gets confusing, sits as solitary and unmoving as ever as the ragtag group makes their way inside. The lighthouse, the man, not the building, addresses his crew of henchmen before sending them off for the night.
Tonight didn't go as planned, I think it is fair to say.
Fucking no, it didn't.
Black Pete is quick to rejoin. A few others nod. The lighthouse holds up a hand and nods in solemn agreement.
There are a lot of things that we all could have done better. So let's sleep on it and discuss in the morning, okay?
Frenchie, like most of the henches, is glad to let it go. Black Pete looks about to argue the point further. Probably name their boss as the sole reason a simple bank heist went off the rails so quickly. But Wee John throws an arm around his shoulders and neck, effectively cutting off any verbal rebuttals. It's late and everyone just wants to get a drink. Or two, or three, or... and pass the hell out.
Hold on,
Jim says. They toss a small black bag at the lighthouse, who fumbles the catch and drops it on the concrete floor.
What's this?
He asks, scooping it from between his feet. The bag is tiny and velvet, and when the lighthouse pulls open the drawstring bag, his face brightens, literally. He's so pleased with the bag's contents that his skin starts to glow, radiating the light that was undoubtedly the reason he chose his moniker and headquarters.
Where on earth did you find diamonds in that bank?
Security box,
Jim says, and then doesn't elaborate. Frenchie has to wonder, how did they even have time to get into a lockbox amidst all that chaos? He'd just been trying to get out with his skin intact. How had that fire started anyway? Frenchie casts Wee John a suspicious look.
Well, excellent work, Jim.
The lighthouse praises. He holds up the small bag for all to see and gives them an I know you can do better look.
I hope in the future the rest of you bring this kind of dedication to the job.
Lucius rolls his eyes over the top of the journal he's scribbling away in, and Black Pete struggles against Wee John's firm grip around his neck. The lighthouse bids them all good night, and then saunters up the stairs to his quarters. Wee John finally releases Pete.
This is such bullshit,
Pete gripes, rubbing at his neck and glaring up the stairs. His tangent continues in much the same way that it always does, and Frenchie just tunes him out. He's fairly certain no one is listening, but Black Pete never seems to care. Or, more likely, he just doesn't notice. Anyway, there's a more interesting conversation taking place on the other side of the room that Frenchie wants to eavesdrop on. Jim leans against a slightly concave wall, Oluwande next to them. Alu asks,
So how'd you manage to get your hands on that anyway?
Jim smirks, pride self-evident in the crinkle and twinkle of their eyes.
Nabbed a key off the bank manager. Picked the secondary lock. Pretty easy.
They lean a bit closer to Oluwande, dropping their voice conspiratorially.
There's another bag in my pocket.
Oluwande laughs and shakes his head.
Don't let that lot hear you,
he says, giving a significant glance at the rest of the henches. Frenchie seems to be the only one eavesdropping on their conversation, but Black Pete's loud complaining has developed into something of an argument.
You never worked for the Kraken. If you did, why would you be henching for the lighthouse now?
So Oluwande doesn't notice Frenchie nonchalantly listening in. Frenchie kinda wants some of those diamonds, to be honest. But he's also started to wonder, why the hell is Jim henching? They don't have any superpowers, sure, but they're incredible with the blade, light on their feet, proficient with lockpicks. They could be a supervillain in their own right. Or, at the least, go the cool cat burglar route. They'd rock that look. It's almost insulting to say that they're more badass than the lighthouse because of how low of a bar that is, but it's true. They could run this outfit. Easy. Frenchie isn't usually one for detective work or mysteries, but...
No!
Black Pete shouts.
I've had enough of this shit, and I know you guys have to be tired of this too.
Well, yeah, but what do?
We kill him. Duh.
The crew falls headlong into the discussion. Everyone's on the same page about killing the lighthouse. A resounding yes. But the question of how and who's in charge after lead to a heated, sprawling argument that only gets worse the more people drink. And as Frenchie gets swept up in the charged current of the debate, his questions about Jim get left behind, lost to the choppy seas of mutiny. The end.